Eurovision, the annual song competition held by the European Broadcasting Union, gets underway this coming weekend. 600 million people around the world are expected to watch the contest, which this year takes place in the oil-rich country of Azerbaijan. This means human rights groups will also be watching and calling on the organizers to ensure that the government stops imprisoning opposition members, beating journalists, and destroying homes in the name of development. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch say Azerbaijan now has one of the worst records in Europe when it comes to freedom of speech. Even musicians have been attacked for speaking out against the president. The BBC's Daniel Sanford reports from the Azeri capital of Baku.
A woman is dragged screaming from her home in the heart of historical Baku. It is to be destroyed by developers linked to the ruling elite, and she is unhappy at the compensation on offer. The Azerbaijani capital is in the middle of a construction boom, fueled by a massive increase in oil and gas exports. This is a country on the up, but in the process, some people's dream of a beacon of democracy on the Caspian Sea is being crushed. On the seafront, they're putting the finishing touches to a new concert hall. President Ilham Aliyev and those around him have a different dream, to put Azerbaijan on the map, and they're using Eurovision to achieve it. The inside of Baku's brand new Crystal Hall is buzzing with activity. There are lighting men from Germany and riggers from Russia. Staging this year's Eurovision Song Contest has brought much-wanted attention to the ambitious young country of Azerbaijan, but it has also brought an unwelcome spotlight onto the country's poor human rights record.
Jamal Ali is my name and surname. I used to be a rapper. Now I don't know what style is it. Whatever is it, it's just some music.
Jamal Ali recently spent 10 days in prison after insulting the president while performing on stage at an opposition protest.
Police told each other that just can get this guy off the stage right after the song. I was taken out from the cell twice and was beaten. I had a bag on my head and handcuffed from the back, and I was sitting on the chair with my legs on another chair, and they were beating me in my heels with stick with that button for 3 hours for the first time and 2 hours for the second time.
With a bag over your head.
Yeah.
In hospital, I found Idrak Abbasov, struggling to breathe with two broken ribs, a badly bruised face and severe concussion. He's a journalist who'd been beaten 3 days earlier by guards from the state oil company for filming some homes being demolished. There are signs that under the Eurovision spotlight, the government has relaxed its grip slightly. This was one of three opposition demonstrations in the last month. Before that, all protests had been banned for 5 years. A senior official in the presidential administration, Ali Hasanov, told me that human rights groups are being too harsh on Azerbaijan. He claimed the government had widespread popular support.
Evleri sökülen insanlar içerisinde de.
Even among those whose homes have been demolished, and among journalists, 99% are satisfied and only 1% are unhappy. In which country in the world are all the people satisfied?
All around Baku, among the houses on the edge of town, the nodding donkeys of oil wells pump the country's wealth out of the ground. It is this money which helps keep President Ilham Aliyev in power. And out in the Caspian Sea, there are huge reserves of oil and natural gas, which will help him to stay there for many more years, long after the human rights spotlight that has come with Eurovision moves on.
The BBC's Daniel Sanford in Baku, Azerbaijan.